This is Akashvani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The second Arihant class submarine, INS Arigat, was commissioned into the Indian Navy yesterday at Vishakhapatnam in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In his address, the Defence Minister expressed confidence that Arigat will further strengthen India's nuclear triad, enhance nuclear deterrence, help in establishing strategic balance and peace in the region, and play a decisive role in the security of the country. INS Arigat's construction featured advanced technology, special materials, complex engineering, and highly skilled workmanship. The presence of both INS Arihant and INS Arigat will enhance India's capability to deter potential adversaries and safeguard its national interest. The Tripura government has declared the entire state as natural calamity affected area, even as the Interministerial Central Team IMCT is conducting on-the-spot assessments in the most affected places. The Interministerial Central Team, which began on-the-spot assessment for the losses incurred in Gomti and South Tripura districts, will visit Kovai and Sipahijala districts today, which were also battered by rains and floods. So far, 32 persons have lost their lives. Meanwhile, the flood water has contaminated water resources and therefore poses a high risk of outbreak of waterborne disease. The health department continues to conduct health camps. Also, the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation has issued standard operating procedures, SOPs, to mitigate the risk of waterborne disease and ensure safe disposal of waste. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar yesterday inaugurated a state-of-the-art sports academy, sports complex and sports university on the occasion of National Sports Day at Rajgir. The sports academy and sports complex, sprawling over 90 acres, have been built with an estimated expenditure of 750 crore rupees in Nalanda district. This will be the first sports destination in the country to feature both a sports complex and a sports university at one location. The Central Election Committee meeting of BJP was held at the party headquarters in New Delhi last evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda, party's Haryana election in charge, and Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and other senior party leaders attended the meeting. The meeting was held to finalize the name of the candidates for the upcoming Haryana Assembly polls. Meanwhile, a meeting of BJP's Haryana Core Committee was held in New Delhi last afternoon. The meeting took place at Mr. Nadda's residence, was attended by Mr. Shah, Mr. Pradhan, and senior party leaders, among others. Moody's Ratings, the New York-based global rating agency, has raised its real GDP growth projection for India, forecasting a robust 7.2% growth for the fiscal year 2024, up from a previous estimate of 6.8% and 6.6% for 2025, up from 6.4%. The report attributes these revised projections to strong, broad-based growth driven by resilient private consumption and improved business conditions. Israeli authorities and the militant group Hamas have agreed to three separate zoned three-day pauses in fighting in the Gaza Strip to facilitate the vaccination of approximately 6,40,000 children against polio, according to a senior WHO official. At the Paris Paralympics, the Indian mixed compound archery team of Sheetal Devi and Rakesh Kumar set a new Paralympic record with a combined score of 1,399. The duo will head into the quarterfinals as top seed on 2nd of next month. And that's the end of this news bulletin.